Some African leaders, including AU Chairman Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, have lauded Equatorial Guinea for accepting to host the AFCON tournament in 2015. She said football is a unique unifying force on the continent and that Africa cannot be swayed by each and every challenge it faces. Meanwhile, the spokesperson for the Confederation of African Football, CAF, Junior Banyam, explains why CAF chose Equatorial Guinea.
They have always shown their commitment to the Pan-Africanism, to the idea of a united Africa, and I think it's part of the thing that decides the head of state in particular to make the decision to be able to achieve what people are expecting. That means achieving a big tournament and show to the eyes of the whole world that Africa is able to overcome such challenges, that Africa have the skills, that the kids of Africa, the sons of Africa are able to deliver. The country has an experience. It was a co-host experience. They still have the know-how on ground, for sure. It will be a bigger challenge this time because instead of two venues, they will have to manage four. Nobody has a doubt about the infrastructure on ground, but also about the potential of the country and the capacity of the country to be up to the task.